Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 71 for Wednesday, September 11th, 2013. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lowerman, and this week we are going to bring you the latest news in sports video games, as we do every week. I will be flying solo once again. So to start it off, something we haven't really talked about really has been Madden NFL 25, which came out about 2 weeks ago. We haven't really been talking about it a lot on this show, because it came out, and the only show that's been released since was last week with Rich and Scott, and we didn't really have much to talk about on it. So I just wanted to kind of give you my thoughts. I haven't really jumped into owner mode and stuff. I think I've already pretty much decided that in Madden on the Xbox this year, I'm not really going to dive into owner mode, but, you know, I'll do some stuff just to play around, but I'm not really going to get into any leagues and really play around that way. So I've really been spending the majority of my time in Ultimate Team, which is a surprise to me, though I'm sure it's probably not really a surprise to you, as you know how much I love NCAA Football Ultimate Team and, of course, FIFA Ultimate Team. But I was really surprised about how much I've really fallen into MUT with all the collections, the solo challenges, the online play. Actually, I think the thing that's really shocked me so far has been the online play. There's a lot of good competition out there, and it's funny, most of my games have been come down to one score at the end of the game. I'm currently 17-7 online, so that's not that bad. I haven't won a Super Bowl. I've made it to a couple the playoffs in the first two seasons that I've done, but not taken home the trophy yet, though I did beat someone in their online season Super Bowl, which was kind of cool because I got the celebration, even though it was like the third week of my season. But the main thing I've really noticed this year is Madden feels a lot better, in the actual playing of the game. There's still stuff to be asked for in the menu system, like to get to certain things, there's actually now just a more modes button, or more modes tile on the screen, which is where your practice, communities and team play and stuff is all hidden. And, including the Madden moments as well. But on the field, it just feels a lot more flushed out than it did last year. With all the problems with the first version of the Infinity Engine, where guys were tripping over their offensive linemen and people were just bouncing all over the place and falling down and stuff, for the most part, that seems to be pretty much cleared up. And I am just really having a good time with Madden this year. Couple things. If you've been following my YouTube page, youtube.com/thatsportsgamer, you'll see I have a lot of highlights where it just feels like there's a lot of money plays, specifically one that I've been running a ton out of the 49ers playbook is a read option. I think it's like trips week something, Y lead read option out of the shotgun, and I have for the most part, I usually have Steve Young running it, and I think there was one game where he had like 240 yards and four touchdowns as a backup quarterback only coming in to run that play. Also, some of the precision modifier stuff is kind of interesting. I really don't use much of the precision modifier stuff. Not that it's not handy, because if you watch, there's a video where I have Marshawn Lynch jumping over, I think it's a cornerback or a safety. But it's still not one of those things in my first set of hours or a week and a half of playing this where it's, like, natural to go with the precision modifier. It's still a lot. I still want to hit a lot of buttons with a lot of moves with just the right stick and not really incorporating the left trigger for the modifier in there. But also the precision passing feels good. You can really feel if you have a very precise quarterback, he's going to be able to lead players and throw the ball where it needs to go, while some lesser accuracy guys are going to have problems with it. On defense, it feels a lot like, I think it was Madden 04? Madden 04, when Mike Vick was running around like a crazy man and there just wasn't anything the defense could really do. I feel like there's a lot of times this year where it doesn't matter what defense you call, that the offense is just going to run all over you, and not run, more through the air most of the time, but Yeah, and I'm not really feeling that much. Obviously, especially when I'm on defense, it really kind of sucks. But yeah, I feel like there's a lot of times where you're picking the right plays on defense, but the offense, even if it's a computer or human, is just beating you, even though you feel like you should have a good shot of it. I feel like there's been a lot of hits where my linebackers should be causing fumbles, and they aren't, but I mean, I can't really get mad at the game for that. But yeah, Ultimate Team's been really good, and I really like the challenges. Today was actually the first day they put out their new version of the Fantasy Stars, the Fantasy cards from last year, which I didn't really play much last year, so this is all still kind of new to me. They're going to be the DirecTV Stars of the Week for like the top two best players from the week of football, and then there's going to be another handful of guys that are also just Stars of the Game, I think they were called. I actually pulled one in a pack. Hold on, let me pull it up real quick. It is called just Team of the Week. Nothing special. Star Team of the Week. And then on the back, it gives you their stats. They also put out a special Peyton Manning one, limited to 100 cards, to celebrate his 7-touchdown game from this past Sunday night. Yeah, Madden feels good. And that's really something I haven't been able to say in, like, the last two Maddens. Yeah, 12 is all right. 13, when they brought the Infinity Engine in, I just feel like there was too many rough edges that needed to be worked out with 13. And 25 really feels like it's kind of done the job right this time. Yeah, I was really worried this year going into it with the new Infinity Engine and all the new stuff they put in, but I feel like it's really worked out well. And being that last year's Madden was a game that I think I traded in maybe after 2, maybe 3 months, I really feel like Madden NFL 25 is going to be a game that I can hang on to for a long time. I'm actually going to go to a Compete Forever tournament this weekend, not to play because I'll probably get my butt whooped, but just to check out the tournament scene and see what's going on over there and see how those players are playing and kind of stuff, how they've reacted to the changes. It's a lot of stuff. I want to try to take my recorder and maybe ask those guys some questions and get their feelings on this year's game. I've also gotten copies of the Madden NFL 25 official player's guide, so I'm going to be giving out one of those at some point here. So make sure you follow me on Twitter, @ThatSportsGamer. I'll be sure to let you know there first how you're going to be able to win a copy of the Prima Games official player's guide from Madden NFL 25. Other than that, I just played the FIFA 14 demo for a couple games. That feels good. I only played 2 or 3 games with it, but it felt a lot better this year just in that short bit. It didn't feel like the ball was glued to your defender's foot all the time, or your offensive player's foot, and it also didn't feel like every pass was on a straight line to your other player. There was a lot more deflections, a lot more interceptions from defending players, which can get frustrating, but I think that's gonna lead to a better game of soccer, where you're gonna need to know what you're doing on the pitch better than maybe in past years, where you could thread a needle on a pass. But yeah, this year feels like you have to be a little bit more on top of your game. And continuing with that, I guess we can actually just start hopping into some news. Another demo that was released today was also the Pro Evolution Soccer 2014 demo. I have not gotten a chance to play that yet. That's on my plate for probably this weekend. I'm going to try to dive into it, but there has been some news about it recently. I know we talked last week about how there will not be any rain, and there's only going to be 20 stadiums. Stuff like that's kind of dragging the game down, but one thing that came out today, or came out this week, is that Pro Evo is going to allow users to add 3rd and 4th kits to unlicensed teams, which that's pretty cool. I really see Pro Evo having a really big shot to make a move if they can build in some sort of team builder-esque thing into PES, because they know they're not going to be able to get a lot of these teams' licenses, and that might be the kind of thing that can get them, I mean, not, it's not going to put them on the level of FIFA, but I mean, there's dedicated players out there that will try to recreate those pro teams that they don't have licenses for in there, and will those teams go after PES and all those license holders go after the people that are creating stuff? Probably. So that's probably going to cause an issue, but I think it would be a big step if they try to do that. Because another thing that they said recently is that they will not be having, they're not going to have a stadium editor. I think we talked about that last week, but I feel like they could do some moves if they had some more editing stuff in. Though on top of that, they're also planning to add hundreds of players of faces throughout the season. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. But it looks like this year FIFA is still probably going to edge out Pro Evo, though I haven't really played Pro Evo yet. I think just the licenses are still obviously the thing that are holding back Pro Evo, so maybe with some sort of team builder type stuff, maybe this create a kit stuff is going to start being the beginning of that. But also the Pro Evo 2014 modes have been revealed. It'll have Exhibition Match, UEFA Champions League, UEFA Europa League, Copa Libertadores, this is all in Exhibition, AFC Champions League, Rankings Match, Free Match Lobby, and Team Play Lobby, so that's pretty good. Football Life, which is online stuff, they have the Master League, Become a Legend, and Master League Online, and bunch of other stuff, some step up tutorial, some free training. So I guess it's just like open field to pass around. But yeah, I mean, it's not like Pro Evo is lacking in the game modes. It's literally the only thing holding it back has been the just licenses. So hopefully that gets taken care of soon. I don't know how they do it. I feel like FIFA could just turn the screws on them, get all the rest of the licenses, and then Pro Evo could be out on their butt. And that's definitely not something that I want to see happen. Speaking of FIFA 14, the eight teams in the demo are Borussia Dortmund, AC Milan, Paris Saint-Germain, FC Barcelona, Boca Juniors, Tottenham Hotspur, Manchester City, and the New York Red Bulls. And the teams in the Pro Evo demo are Bayern, Manchester United, Boca Juniors, Colo-Colo, Santos FC, the Italian, Portuguese, Spanish, French, German, and English national teams. So yeah, I kind of like the national teams being in the Pro Evo demo. That could be kind of cool. Definitely going to try to put up some videos from both of those demos during this week, so make sure you check out YouTube.com/ThatSportsGamer for those. Switching over to the ice. NHL 14, guess what? It's going to have Ultimate Team. And that Ultimate Team is going to have online seasons, just like they've done with all the other Ultimate Teams. Which, after playing it in Madden, I feel like that is a much better way to handle online rankings and stuff than just randomly getting matched up with people. I was surprised how quick in Madden it felt like I was playing guys my same level and wasn't really getting destroyed by people. I think the baddest loss I've actually taken was to Zach Farley, a.k.a. Z Farles, a.k.a. Madden Bible. And I just played him last night. Actually, the video from that is up on the YouTube channel, too. That might be the biggest loss I've had. And then I played him again, and I only lost by three, so. What else we got here? There's going to be an auction assistant in NHL 14. Which will tell... Let's see. Auction assistant. Pay close attention to the auction assistant widget displayed in the new items, collection, and trade pile screen. Should you buy that Claude Giroux item, the auction assistant will display key information such as the rarity rating and availability to help inform decisions on items. That's pretty cool. That's something good. I wonder if it'll actually tell you numbers or if it'll just be like, that's high high availability. That's low availability. Or if it'll actually give you some, like, hard numbers, like there are three of this card on the block. Like, that's the kind of thing I want to know. Because sometimes playing some of these Ultimate teams, you're like, I wonder how many cards are out there. And you really notice how few cards are out there in Madden compared to, like, FIFA. You'll see just a normal player in FIFA, there's usually like 20, 40, 80, hundreds of versions, hundreds of that card out there. But right now, you go on some of these Madden, the auctions, you go on some, look for some guys in the Madden auction house, and there's like three or four cards of him up for sale. Not different cards, but of like an individual card. So, I hope the auction assistant works out and is something that can be moved to the other games. Something I forgot to mention about FIFA, they've signed a multi-year deal with Clint Dempsey for an endorsement deal. So I would expect he's going to be your U.S. cover guy for the future time to come. They also announced that there will be a pre-order bundle that will include a bunch of new celebrations, which that seems kind of stupid. I would rather have more Ultimate Team cards. They also showed off a list of the stadiums that they're going to have in the game this year. The new ones standing out are Camp Nou, Donbass Arena, Goodison Park, La Bombonera. La Bombonera? Sure, that's cool. And those are the real ones. And then the fake ones look all like the same. Yeah, the fake ones are also the same. I'll link to the full list in the show notes below. What else? They've just been putting out lists and lists and lists. They did the top 50 players, top 50 rated players. They did a list of, what else we got here? Top 20 goalkeepers, top 5 star skill players. I'll put links to all that stuff. I'll just read you the top 10, the top 10 players in FIFA 14. Starting at number 10 is Bastian Schweinsteiger at 88. Aaron Robben is also an 88. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Xavi, Robin van Persie, Andres Iniesta are all 89. Falcao and Ribery are 92. The number 2 highest rated player in the game will be Cristiano Ronaldo at 92. And as per the huge, number 1 will be Lionel Messi at 94 overall. Still, love FIFA for not having 99 guys all over the place, because that would just be super annoying. Going back to Madden, this year the sales have been down significantly. Apparently in their first week, they only sold just over 1 million copies, while last year in the same time they sold about 1.65 million, which is a 40% drop. Obviously, some of that is going to be due to people just waiting for next-gen systems. But also, I think a lot of it is that people are just tired of the same Madden every year. I was actually really disappointed that this year, being the 25th anniversary, there wasn't a ton of great anniversary content. No, I mean, interviews or maybe like a documentary or something. All that stuff that was in there for the 15th anniversary, that was some really cool stuff, and they just really didn't put that kind of effort into this year's game to just try to make it special. I mean, there's loading screens, which pretty much just shows you that stuff that they did for, like, 1 or 2 years that seemed like it was a bad idea, like the vision cone and that kind of stuff, but it's just, I mean, Madden 25 is a good game, so I feel bad that the sales aren't there to support it. But that's why they're doing things like trying to get all these sellers into doing these deals where you're going to be able to trade in your copy of Madden for the next gen one for like $15. I mean, that's going to be kind of cool. I think right now Amazon, GameStop, Future Shop, and Best Buy are in to give you like a $50 trade-in from the current gen to the next gen. Now, the question, no question. The answer is right here. As far as people know, no company is doing cross-console deals, so you'll be able to do PS3 to PS4 but and Xbox 360 to Xbox One, but you will not be able to do, like, Xbox 360 to PS4, which is the thing that I really want. And that's going to be a problem, because that's the way I'm making my move, and I think actually a lot of people are going to be making that move, too. So it'll be very interesting to see how that plays out. And speaking of another problem I'm going to have with that move is the importing of draft classes from NCAA Football 14 current gen is going to go into Madden 25 on next gen consoles, which is awesome news, except for me, because now that I'll be switching from Xbox to PS4, I'm not going to have a copy of NCAA on PS3 to do that with. So I'm going to have to reach out to one of you guys to get me a good draft class so I can upload it into my PS4 version of the game. Which, I wonder how that is going to work. Because you can't play your PS3 games on your PS4. So, how is that save? Are you just going to transfer the save file over? I mean, that seems like a, like, kind of a lot to ask people to do. I mean, it's not that difficult of a thing, but it just doesn't seem like it's as easy as they want it to be. I bet it'll be super easy if you have PS Plus and you can save stuff to the cloud and then pull it back down. So maybe that's the kind of thing that they're going to try to do to get that to work. Some more EA news. For the first time in a fighting game, women are going to be in EA Sports UFC. Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate will be selectable fighters, which should be pretty interesting. I will assume this is going to mean that there's going to add at least a good number of women fighters, because if you only have like two or four, not only is it going to be boring, but it's probably a little bit on the disrespectful side. It's like, yeah, we're trying to put women in, but we're only going to put two in. And you're kind of stuck with that. Back to football, actually. If you are a old school gamer, the people over at TecmoBowl.org have released the Tecmo Super Bowl 2014, which is a, I don't know if it's like really a ROM hack, but it has the 2014 NFL rosters, all 32 teams, with adjustable quarter length, in-game playbook editing, halftime stats, enhanced passing accuracy and control. I mean, it looks like a really good game, and I definitely want to play it. It's playable on PC, Mac, Linux, Ouya, Android, iOS, and a web flash version. So, yeah, it's probably just a, looks like it's just a hacked ROM, pretty much. But that's awesome. So I'll link to that. Definitely go check that out. What else we got? NBA Live 14 showing screenshots of people's faces. So they're going to have faces in that game. So look out for that. NBA 2K14 is also going to have the trade-in later for Xbox One version. So that's nice. Looks like it's going to be, I think you get a $50... coupon for your trade-in, something like that. Let me pull the article up real quick just to get you the exact wording. Yeah, you're just going to get the, be able to trade it in and get pay $9 for next, or $9.99 for the next version. So that's nice. That's probably something I would definitely hit up if I'm going to do that, but then I'd have to get it, have to get NBA 2K14. Well, I'm going to get, no, because I can't do it, because we're going to have TSG Triple Dribble on the Xbox 360 with NBA 2K14. So if you want to get in on that NBA League, head over to thatsportsgamer.com/leagues and check that out. What else we got here? Some information on NBA 2K14 Association and Career Modes. Looks like they're going to try to retune free agency in association, which I guess that's good, because that's probably something that needs to be fixed. So players will have better logic and a keener understanding of the market when deciding whether to re-up with their current franchise or test the market in free agency. That's pretty cool. Because that's a problem I remember having in MLB The Show for the longest time, where guys would ask for so much money that they would literally never get signed, even if they were phenomenal players, and they wouldn't just take a smaller contract. And with that, hopefully it'll clear up any cap space. Because more players are available during the free agency period, teams more actively plan by trying to clear their cap space. Yeah, that's good. So it's going to give you a more realistic offseason. So that's pretty awesome. Or actually, even during the season, you're going to be trying to clear room in your cap. What else? I think that's it for the news. As always, you can send in any of your questions to me at Twitter. Not at Twitter, that's not my name. I'm at ThatSportsGamer. I'd be more than happy to answer them on the show. And if you want, like, some real-time answers, recently I found myself streaming a lot over at twitch.tv/ThatSportsGamer. So if you see me on there, you can just follow it and you'll get, like, notifications when I go online. But if you see me over there, just pop in, say, hey, I was listening to the show and I came over and I had some questions for you. And go over there and throw me some questions. We're always doing little Mutt giveaways, and we've been streaming a lot of Mutt recently, but I definitely want to start playing a lot more games on that channel. You can always rate and review us on iTunes. That would be great. I'll read those on the show. As long as they're good. 5 stars, that's what we need. As I said, Twitter, at ThatSportsGamer. You can go to Facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. That's a good place to see a bunch of... A bunch of That Sports Gamer content doesn't actually make it to ThatSportsGamer.com. There's usually a lot of links to the YouTube videos, stuff about Extra Life, just stuff that doesn't really deserve a full post on ThatSportsGamer.com, if you know what I mean. Also, you can comment on this show in particular down below in the comments, or you can send me an email at feedback@ThatSportsGamer.com. And don't forget, you can also... Not only can you subscribe to the show on iTunes, but you can also listen to it via Stitcher Smart Radio. What else we got here? As I said, all the videos are up on YouTube.com/ThatSportsGamer. Actually, just got a nice new new intro video that I'm going to put on the longer ones. That looks pretty cool. The NHL League is pretty much ready to go now that NHL is up. Actually, funny, I didn't even pick up NHL. Do you know why? Because I had so much confidence in this game. I actually didn't play... the season ticket preview, and I'm recording this Tuesday night. I did not pick up the game on Tuesday. I have so much confidence this game's going to be good that I'm just going to give it a day or two just to get out of my system the super excitement, so I can just dive right into the game. And also the main reason is because I really didn't want to go to GameStop because I had like chest pains after getting my copy of Madden last year. And speaking of Madden, we'll be getting that for the PS4. So, you can join TSG Third and Long? Three and Out? Third and Out? No, Third. I think it's TSG Three and Out. The sign-up form for that is over on thatsportsgamer.com/leagues. Don't forget, November 2nd, Extra Life 2013. As of right now, the team goal is set at $5,000. We've already raised $1,000. I can't believe it that we've already gotten 18 people on board with That Sports Gamer crew. So we're dominating. We've made it 20% of the way to our goal. And currently only 4 people have raised money, because normally you don't raise a lot of money running up to it, like in months before. Usually it's like the week or two before when the money starts really coming in, as with the actual day of the event. So the fact that we're 20% in with only 4 people having brought in money... is pretty amazing. I can't wait to see what happens when we do it. It's going to be 25 hours on November 2nd. You can go to... where can you go? I think you can go to thatsportsgamer.com/charity for links. I'm tweeting about it a ton. You can go to facebook.com/thatsportsgamer, putting up stats over there. I think we... As of right now, we have 18 members supporting 17 different hospitals, coast to coast, United States and Canada. Just amazing what we're able to do when we all get together and play video games for a good cause. Also, if you ordered a t-shirt from teespring.com/thatsportsgamer, that campaign completed, and there's a possibility that you might actually have your shirt by the time you're listening to this, because I think they're going to ship out. They should be there maybe this weekend. So if you ordered one, expect that to come in. Other than that, yeah, man, just find me on the internet. I'm always happy to talk to you guys. So, yeah, take it easy. And this has been another edition of That Sports Gamer Show.